Okay, today is Daf Samach Ches. We are on Samach Zayin or Beis. It's the last two words. The Gemara says, Ihachi. If so
what?
If so, that we just made a hekesh, that all women that are an erver to you, all women that you're not allowed to marry, any of those women that are chayef kares, if you do, result in a mamzer. Ihachi, if that's true, then afilu nidanami. Nida should be the same story. Alama Omar Abaya, why did Abaya say, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Akiva, even Shimon HaTimni, who holds that any time you have relations with someone who's going to get you kares, and you have a child, you're a mamzer, the child is a mamzer. However, everyone agrees that if you have relations with a nida, that's also a kares, by the way, and you have a child, that's not a mamzer. So why not? Why is Nida not in the hekesh of every other erva? Right? Alama Amar Abaya Kol Modim Baval Nida. Everyone agrees if you have relations with a Nida or Vela Sota, or if you have relations with a Sota, that's not a Kares. That's not Kares. In other words, if you suspect your wife of being a Sota and then you live with her, that's not Kares. But Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need Kares to make somebody into a Mamzer. You need any Itzer. But even he agrees that a Sota is an exception. She'ain Avlad Mamzer. In those two cases, the child will not result in a mamzer. Why not? So Amar Chizkiya says, Amar Kra, because it's a Beferish Pasuk that tells me that Nida, we don't care about Sota right now, that Nida should be treated otherwise. The reason we don't care about Sota is because only according to Rekiva is that a problem. Right? Everyone else, of course, not going to make you into a mamzer. It's not a Chayef Kares. All we care about is Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kra, V'tehei Nidasa Olav. That her Nida status is upon her. Afilu B'shas Nidasa. Even when she's a Nida, Toha Ba Havaya. There is an existence, in other words, learning out of that Pasuk, that there is no Kares when it comes to a Nida. Learn out of a Pasuk. Now the Gemara says, Michti, wait a minute. Ika La'kusha L'Nida, V'ika La'kusha L'Achos Isha. So we have two now individual women that reach opposite conclusions. When it comes to Anita, the child is not a mamzer. It's still a chiv kares. And when it comes to an achos isha, also chiv kares, there is Anita. There is a mamzer. What's the difference? Why are we picking the hekesh from one over the other? My chaz is the makeshes l'hachos isha ikasha l'anita. Why am I comparing everyone in the Torah to an achos isha? I should compare everyone to a nida, and the Gemara answers: lenida kula l'chumra makshinan. When we have a choice to compare to a kula or a chumra, we go l'chumra. If we went l'kula, what would happen? Then there would be no such thing as a mamzer, right? No such thing. Just like Anita, there's none, so no one has any. We don't do that. We have a choice between picking the Chumra or the Kula. We pick the Chumra. Okay? Now, here we go. Now, is Nida an Erva? Right? We said, what are the Nafkaminas? We're going to have a few Nafkaminas in a minute. Is Nida an Erva? So, Noda Behuda says that Tosvos, we did this Tosvos, on Gitin, on Daf Beis or Daf Gimel, said that a Nida has to be the Safra Law. She has to count her Shiva Nikiyam. She has to count her Shiva Nikiyam. Then she doesn't need anymore, right? And Tosfos asked, why do we need a Pasuk of V'safra Law? That the Torah says, she has to count. Is it Eidech and then Bisurin? Right? We believe her. She says, I'm not a need anymore. Or I am a need. We believe her. Why do I need her to have to go count? A special dispensation. The Torah says, by the way, a need will trust her. Of course we trust her. If she says, I trafed up the kitchen, we're going to believe her. So why don't we believe her to say, why don't we need a special pasuk to say that she's allowed to count? So Tosfos answers, as I would have said, Ein davar she'be'er b'fachos mishnayim. What do you mean? Don't we need to wait for this? Ein davar she'be'er b'fachos mishnayim. The special pasuk. No, one is enough. She's enough. V'safra Allah. She can do it by herself. You don't need two Eidim. What do you see? Nida's not an erva. Not an erva. Otherwise, I would need two. Who's mothering her? Herself? Obviously, it's not an erva. Right? How do I know that another woman off the street is married or not? I need to wait for that, right? We know they're married for 20 years. She says, "Oh, by the way, I'm single now." How do I know you're single? Oh, he gave me a get. I need to wait for that. How come I don't need to wait for a nida? Says the Noda Bihuda. It's not an erva. That's the Noda Bihuda. Our Gemara seems to say it is an erva. What? Right. The pasuk that said that we're going to... No, so the pasuk that said that we're going to be makil, that we're going to rely on her alone. You have any other pasuk that would makil, that we're, any other erva, any other woman that can be makil with one? No such pasuk. You're not going to find one. Right. Right. Our Gemara seems to imply that a nida is an erva. The only difference is there's no mamzer. That's how our Gemara is very black and white. Says Rabbi Natan, just the opposite. Listen to this Rabbi Natan. This Rabbi Natan is not in Tosfos. It's in a sefer he wrote called Sefer HaYashar. And in there, he has one of his pieces is whether or not a nida is an erva or not. And he says it's not, she's not. Why? Because if you look back for a minute on Amud Beis, the Gemara said, the Gemara had a limud, a mamotzinu from Achazisha. Right? We had a mamotzinu from Achazisha, which we disproved. Why did we disprove it? We disproved it from two sources, from a Yavama and from an Eshesish. Right? So we disproved that mamotzinu. But in that mamotzinu, he was medayek that, I'm going back now, you know, to yesterday's daf, Shar Arayas Minolon. Right? Shar Arayas Minolon. What about other Arayas? And we had a Mamatzinu. He didn't mention Nida there. What about Nida? The Gemara didn't ask. What about Nida? Oh, Nida is no Mamzer. The Gemara didn't ask that question. You know why? Because Nida is not an Erva. Now, when it comes to this Limud of Rabbi Yonah, who learned it out of a Hekish, right? Amr of Yonah, Vitam Shubi, call Ashayatza, call to Nikotonema, call, who should call Arias, call Achazisha? Ma Achazisha, Allah talks about Kedushin, I've called Arias, Klo, Allah talks about Kedushin. Right? Even though it says the word Arias there, the Rebbeinu insists that it didn't mean that they're Ervas. Right? It's Arias. Not an Erva, what's the difference? I'm not so sure. But, and therefore, the Gemara says, well, what about Nida? Yeah, it's a good question now, because Nida's not an Erva. That's Rebbeinu Tam, it's a little bit of a stretch. But Rabbi Tam was insistent. It's a big machlokas. We've shown him that Rabbi Tam was insistent, and that Anida is not an erva. There are Rambams out there, different Rambams pulling teeth from different Rambams, where they say the Rambam held that Anida is an erva. There's a Gemara. There's a Rambam that says that if you have an esnan, right, your payment, you're given payment from a prostitute. You're given pay with an animal. That animal can't be used for a carbon. That's a halacha in the Torah. And the Rambam goes on to say, like a whole bunch of different people that are Arayas, that if you, and one of the Rambam's list is a nida. So they say Rambam held that a nida is also, that's a hilchas karbanos. That halacha. They say Rambam held that a nida is an erva. Now, why is a nida different? Why is taka nida different? Why? Right? Why is a nida there is no mamzer? Why not? Why is Anita different? It's really the only erva that's different. Why? So the Benatam says, because sometimes Anita's mutter. So it can't be, today she's an erva, today is going to be mamza, tomorrow or not. Can't have a woman like that. It's not shayach to say that it's going to be a mamza. That's Rabbi Benatam's answer. The Noda Yehuda says, similar idea, but even more. Anita can go to the mikvah. The Benatam said that also. In other words, her erva goes away. Not that today, tomorrow. It's biyadah. It's in her power. No other woman's like that. No other Arab is like that. And the Brisker Rav said like this. Nida, all other Arayas, be'etem, right? The chefza, I want to say the chefza. The chefza of that woman, that sister of mine, there's no vehicle, there's no opportunity for me to be mekadosh her. It's impossible. The chefza of that woman is usher to me. A married woman, the chefza of that status, of her as a married woman, is usher to me. Therefore, if someone goes ahead and marries a married woman, has relations with a married woman, that whole thing was usher from minute one, from the get-go, that's going to result in a mamzer. No different with a sister or a mother, all these are ayahs. The chefza of those people are usher. The chefza of a nida is not usher. It's your wife. Happens to be that part of the time there's an iser, an unrelated iser out of left field called nida, which asks the two of you. The chetz of her is not an iser. Therefore, since it's a much different approach to how you look at her, it's obviously different, but it's intuitively we know it's different. Mm-hmm. That it's different in the sense that her status is not a chefza of someone who's usher to you, that will not result in a mamza. I don't think that's such a radical thing to say. I think we would all agree with that. No?
It's more complicated.
I made it too complicated?
Yeah, I think so.
So what, you like the mikvah better?
Yeah.
Then she goes to the mikvah, so it can't be a mamza. Okay. Now.
What complications?
What? Right. No, you're right. Now, what are the nafkaminas? What are the nafkaminas? Whether or not a woman's an erva or not? So the classic one is har v'yavar. According to the Ritva, har v'yavar applies. That's a Rishon. Har v'yavar applies to anida. He assumed anida was an erva, and if a man puts a gun to your head and says, "Live with your wife," which is an ishto anida, you have to give up your life. The Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Nezer say no way. They bring a raya from Esther Hamalka. Right? Now, I don't know how you get around the Karka Olam problem. Because, forget the Nida issue. She was a married woman. That's a whole separate issue. How could she live with Ahasuerus? She's a married woman. It's one of the big three. Right? So the Gemara answers, she was Karka Olam. She was passive. Fine. Now, how do you get around the Nida problem? The Gemara says, the Medrash says, I think it's the Gemara, it says, v'tizchal chal ha-malkom ma'od. Right? And the Gemara that says, she was pierced in Nida. So how could she live with Ahasuerus? Must be that Nida's not an erva. But how could she do that? Now, I don't know if the Karka Olam answer would answer that Nida problem. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, it's obvious that there's no Harag V'yavar by Nida. Like that one? It's a pretty good answer. Right? Okay. Now here we go on. So, what have we said? We've said that whether or not Anita is an Erev or not, that's a machlokes. But the bottom line is, certainly there's no mamzer by Anita. Right? Someone has a if Anita has a child, certainly that child is not a mamzer. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov has a different answer. Isya b'kal v'chomer mi Yevama. We'll have a kal v'chomer from Yevama. Ma Yevama. When you have a Yevama, Shehi Balav, nobody else is allowed to marry a Yevama. Right? When a woman's husband dies without children, and that husband had brothers, no one else is allowed to marry this woman until either someone does Yevama Chalitza. She's off limits to the whole world. What if somebody goes over to her and says, "Rabbi, Kedash, and he gives her a ring?" That's a lav. But there is no Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Tofes, by the way. The Kedushin is not Tofes. So they're not married. But that's not a favor to do that. Right? We had a lot of those. So there's a lav and you're not allowed to do that. Fine. So, Ma Yevama, Shehi B'lav. It's only a lav. No kares to that. No kares if you marry a Yevama. No kares. It's a lav. Lo Tofsi Ba Kedushin. And Kedushin doesn't work. So, Chayvi Misos, V'chayvi Krisos, Lo Kol Shkin. Surely that shouldn't work. Certainly shouldn't work. It doesn't work by Yevama, it shouldn't work over here. Ask Tosvos, what about Nida? Nida works. Right? Give a Kaiser, she's a Nida. So isn't the whole Kabbalah Chomer uprooted? What about Nida? So the good Tosvos answer is now, don't bring me a Raya from Nida. We just got to saying, I just spent 10 minutes saying why Nida is so different. Right? Nida is different. And she goes to the mikvah. All these reasons. So Nida is not a parakh on this Kabbalah Chomer at all. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Shar Chayve Lavin Nami. Then if that's true, then all other Chayve Lavin also then should be no Kedushin, should be not Tofes. If you want to bring me a Raya from a Yevama, then Chayve Lavin should never be Tofes. Just like Yevama's not Tofes. That's not true. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Chayve Lavin Behed Yiksev Behu. Chayvei Lavin is a beferish of pasuk that it's tofes. Why? Because it says in the Torah as follows: Kisiyena le'ish tei nashim. When a man has two wives, ha'achas ha'huva, one was loved; va'achas hasnua, one was not loved. Now, if you read that, you read that parsha in parsha with that kiseitei. So the Gemara says v'chiyesh snua lefnei makom va'ahuva lefnei makom. What do you mean one was loved and one was hated? The halacha is that Psukim talk about that if you have a woman who you married and you didn't like her, you hated her, then you divorced her, then you remarried another woman who that one you loved. No, but the Bechar is from the first marriage. The Bechar gets Pishnayim. So who cares if you loved her or hated her? Well, they're relevant. It's a difference. Yesh snu lefnei makom, when Hashem doesn't like people. Yesh ahuva lefnei makom, Hashem loves people. And one of the Rishonim asked, well, what do you mean? One was a Russia and one was not a Russia. Right? One was a good wife, but even if that's true, that could be true. That's halachically irrelevant. Halachically irrelevant if one of the wives you like was a tzaddik and one was not. One was, as they say, a shrew. Doesn't make a difference. Who cares? What's the halachic significance of whether or not they were loved or not? So the Gemara answers, it must be, Ella ahuva, you know what it means, loved? Ahuva binisua. She was loved in her hatred. And sinua binisua. Snua binisua. I'm sorry. Ahuva binisua and sinua binisua. One was loved in the marriage, meaning it was a good marriage. And one was hated, meaning it wasn't a good marriage. It wasn't a good marriage. Hashem hates that marriage. Why does Hashem hate that marriage? Because it's an Aveira. And you know what? She's still a Bechar. The guy's still a Bechar. So what do you see from here? Even if Hashem hates the marriage, even if it's an Ithur, even if it's an Aveira, still a marriage. And therefore, that Bechar, whoever it is, from the marriage of the one that Hashem does not like, Hashem hates such a marriage. We can see what those marriages are in a minute. That, what are they? They're Chayv Elavin. Right? They're Chayv Elavin. The Kedushin is Tofes. They're married. Hashem hates that, by the way. It's an Aveira. And you know what? If they have a child, that child gets Pishnayim. So what do you see? The Farish of Pasuk. That except for Yavama, it's an exception. Except for Yavama, anytime it's a Chayv Elavin, what? It's Chal. It's Chal. The Kamarachmara, ki havayin, ki tahiyin, that they're going to be married. Now, Ulu Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar ain't kedushin tofes in b'chayv elavin. Rabbi Akiva says, no way, kedushin's on tofes. So what's this pasuk talking about? What's this pasuk talking about? He holds no such thing, right? He holds no such thing. No, any time a woman not allowed to marry, there's no kedushin. So what's this talking about? Hashem hates the marriage. Of course, he hates the marriage. There is no marriage. So the Gemara says, "Ki tihena b'may mokim." How am I going to explain this pasuk? Be'almana l'kohen gadol. It must be talking about a case where an almana marries a kohen gadol. As we said a few days ago, we're going to repeat it now. Rabbi Akiva holds that marriage does take effect. Why? Learn that in the pasuk. That's the only marriage that will work by a chayv elavin. Ki Rabbi Simai, like Rabbi Simai explained, the Tanya Rabbi Simai Omer min hakol hoyer Rabbi Akiva osa mamzer. With every marriage, Rabbi Akiva, any marriage that's usher, even if it's a chayv elavin, Rabbi Akiva would turn that any child born from that marriage into a mamzer. Chutz mi'almana l'kohen gadol, except for an almana married to a kohen gadol. Why? Shari amr Torah, because the Torah said regarding such a marriage, lo yichalel, that you shouldn't make chalalim. So what do you mean lo yichalel? How about lo mamzerim? So since the Torah didn't say that, the Torah just said the child is a chalal. What does it mean he's a chalal? His father's a kohen gadol, right? He cannot be a kohen. He cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because his father married an almana. Chilulim osa. Vein osa mamzeiros. So that pasuk that says you have two children, two wives, one you love, one you hate, it must be only talking about a kohen gadol marrying an almana. That's the only marriage that will work that will produce a not mamzeiros. Right? Now, Ulu Rabbi Yeshevav explained to Rabbi Akiva even more machmir than Rabbi Simai. He held even, he will see in a second what he held, Ulu Yeshevav the Omar, Ba'ov and Atzvech al Akiva ben Yosef. Let's go and cry out about Akiva ben Yosef. Show you Omar, because he held, Kol she'ein lo bia be Yisrael, havlad mamzer. Anytime the relationship is not permitted, that results in a mamzer. That's even more extreme. What does that add on? It adds on even people that you're not allowed to marry by virtue of an atse. For example, a mitzvi, even that's only an iser atse. What? What? A goy? We got a goy is on the base. No, it's an iser. You're not allowed to marry a goy.
It's an iser, right?
Any iser atse.
You know that's a mamzer.
No, any iser atse. What? No, marrying a mitzvi is only an iser atse. It never says you're not allowed to marry a mitzri. It says a mitzri, you're allowed to marry after the third generation. That's an isser asay. It's an isser written in asay form. You have those, right? So that even that's going to make a result in a mamzer. Rabbi Simai didn't hold that. Right? Even Rabbi Sheo held that. That's even more machmer. So now, Hanichel of Yeshevav, Rabbi Yeshevav will make sense, Ila Afuki Midrav Simoi Ka'asi. If he was just trying to argue on Rabbi Simoi, then Shapir, then we'll have an answer for Rabbi Simoi, as we'll explain in 1 second. Ela I Taima Denafshe Ka'amar. But if he really held that there's no such thing as in any kind of relationship that will not result in a mamzer, then Vafilu Chayav Yaseh, then Mamay Mukim Lo, then how are we going to explain this pasuk? What's this pasuk talking about? Right, the pasuk says, when you marry two women, one you love, one you hate. And then what do we explain that to mean? One that was a good marriage, and one that was not a good marriage. According to Yeshiva, according to Akiva, there's no such thing as a good marriage. There's no such thing as a bad marriage that results in a marriage. Even there's no such thing. Every single one under the sun results in a bad marriage. There's no kedushin. What's he talking about? So the Gemara says, Mukimla, we're talking about Bibu'ula l'Kohen Gadol. A non-Bisula married to a Kohen Gadol. Not an Almana, because he'll agree, he holds, that an Almana is also not Kedusha, not Tofes. It must be a non-Bisula to a Kohen Gadol. Such a marriage is Tofes. Umayishna, and why is that one different? Why is that one different? Why is that if they're different? Mishum tahavi le'asei she'en shavalat bakol. Because that's an asei. It says ubibsula yikach or bsula, right? It's written in positive form that a Kohen Gadol should marry a bsula. What if he doesn't marry a bsula? He's mavatal that asei. That the only person in the world that applies to is a Kohen Gadol. Everybody else, there's no such thing like that, right? Only Kohen Gadol has to marry a bsula. Since he's such an exception, Rabbi Yeshiva will agree that such a condition is chal. So now, getting back to that pasuk. That pasuk is talking about two marriages. One was where a Kohen Gadol married a non-Besula. And then he married somebody he's allowed to marry. Right? Who's the Bechor? The Bechor is from the non-Besula. That Bechor gets Pishnayim. You look puzzled. Okay. Now, V'Rabbanan Admuki La B'chai V'Lavin Nukmo B'chai V'Yasei. Why did the Rabbanan have to be so pigeonholed to explain that those psukim as chai ve'lavin? Why couldn't they also explain them as chai ve'asei? Right? What do we say? That those two psukim, those two, the marriage that Hashem loves and the marriage that Hashem hates, are where the marriage is a chai ve'lav. Why do you have to be so narrow and say it's a chai ve'lav? Maybe it's also a chai ve'asei. Maybe it's a guy married a mitzvah, and that's a chai ve'asei, and that's a marriage Hashem hates. So the Gemara says it can't be. Hani chai ve'asei b'mayin, you know, what kind of chai ve'asei is that going to be? If the two women were both mitzvahs, shteins nuas. Hashem hates both of them. Both are no good. So one was a goya, one was a mitzvah, and one was a Jew. That can't be. Why can't it be? The Gemara is going to say something which we just have to accept. No, you need two women from the same nation. Why? Why couldn't it be one was a good Jew, nice Jewish girl, and one was a nice mitzvah? Why could that be? No, the Gemara assumes that both women have to be from the same nation. So you can't have one was a Jewish girl, Hashem likes that, and one was a mitzvah, Hashem doesn't like that. That can't be. Why? Because one's Jewish and one's not Jewish. Ibu'ula. What? Who? Yeah, but you're not allowed to marry her. You're not allowed to marry her. That can't be, because she's a Gioris, right? That can't be. Maybe we're talking about a non-Besula married to a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says a very dochic answer. Miksiv tihena l'Kohen? Does that pasuk say we're talking about a Kohen? Who said we're talking about a Kohen? Now, Rabbi Akiva. So that's true, no? What's Rabbi Akiva going to answer back to that ish, that problem? Rabbi Akiva says to Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, he was forced into saying we're talking about a Kohen, right? He was forced into that. According to Yeshivov. Right? So the Gemara says, yes, shavki lekra, tahadochi umoki nafshe. He has no choice. There's no other way for him to explain this answer. Even though it's dochik, the Gemara admits it's a dochik answer, because the pasuk's not talking about only kahanim, right? You would think that all the rules of kahanim are all in Parshas Emor. So it's a big dochik to push Rabbi Akiva to say, this pasuk has to be talking about a Kohen Gadol married to an Anbesula. But you know what? We have no other way to explain this pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva. So let's talk. The Gemara admits it's a dochet. Nothing else to say. Okay? Now, the entire Amid Beis. is talking about the issur of marrying goyim. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Kol mi she'ein lo alav." Any woman who no one's allowed to marry, any woman who no one's allowed to marry, what's the halacha of such a woman? The child follows the woman. Who's that? It's a goy or an eved. If a man, a Jewish man, marries a female eved or a female goy, those children are not Jewish. How do you know that? How do you know that? Here we go. Ready? Shivcha kananis minolon. How do you know that you're not allowed to marry a shivcha kananis? And that if you do marry a shivcha kananis, which is an eved, that child is not Jewish. How do you know? Says the Gemara, Amar Avuna, Amar Kra. It says in Parshas Vayera, right before the Akedah, Shivu lachem po im hachamor. Avraham tells Eliezer and Yishmael, you stay here im hachamor, with the donkey. Right? Am hadome lechamor. A nation that's compared to a donkey. Meaning, Avdus. Asks the Rosh. Who is there? Shmuel also. Yishmael's an Eved? Shmuel's a descendant of Avraham Avinu. What does he mean by that? So the Rosh explains that Avram turns to Yishmael and Eliezer and says, you see the cloud over the mountain? He says, no, we don't see a thing. So he says, Am Adom Lachamor. There's two kinds of psul that's going on here. One is a psul in Yichus, that's Eliezer. And there's another one that's a psul in Kedusha, and that's Yishmael. Ein Achinami, Yishmael's not an Eved, and it's a goy. But they're not Jewish, even though he's a father of Avraham Avinu, they're not considered Jews. Right? There's no Havamina like that. That Yishmael's no Havamina that Esav's Jewish. There's no Havamina. Right? But the problem with Yishmael was a different problem with Eliezer. Eliezer was a Yichus problem. He's a Chamor. He's a nation that's Dov l'Chamor. That's harsh, but he's an Eved. Yishmael was a different problem. It was a problem of Kedusha. That's the Rosh. Now, it's unbelievable. Two Varts here. Unbelievable Vart. One's from the Tver Shlomo, from the Radomska, one's from the Beis Halevi. The Beit HaLevi asks, of all places in the Torah, I need to know right here that this is a halacha. This is a halacha that's learned out of right before the Akedah. This is the most important moment of Avraham's life. I need to know, by the way, that if you marry a shivcha, that the child's not Jew. Right here, I need to know such a halacha. Am Adom Lechamor. Of all places in the Torah, you got to tell it to me. Says the Beit HaLevi, Avraham Avinu is going up to the mountain. And he's thinking to himself, all right, I'm going to shecht Yitzchak. What can I do? But I know Hashem told me. I know Hashem told me that my future lies with Yitzchak. I know Hashem told me that. But he now asked me now to go shecht him. So it must be Yishmael's coming back, right? Must be. Says Hashem, no, I don't want you to think that. I'm a domo lachamar. It's only him. The Nesayon is only here. Don't think you have an out. There's no out for you. It's only here. And I'm telling you, Talacha, right now, don't think you have an out. Don't think it's not such an Nisayon. Tver Shlomo says even more. He says, to drive from that point even deeper, that Avraham Avinu did it to himself. The Nisayon is so great. I had Eliezer. He was my manager. I would have agreed to continue have him take over my lineage. I would have agreed. He's a great man. Right? We named Jews after him. Right? People are born today, they're called Eliezer. Right, Eliezer was an Eved. He was a tzaddik, unbelievable. It's okay. I would agree to do that. I would have agreed to make Yishmael my lineage. I would have agreed to that. Says Avraham Avinu, I have no problem with Yishmael. All right, he needs some work. Okay, a little chizik with him. We'll work on him. He'll be fine. He's not a Jewish boy. I would have done that. No. I'm done with the Chamar. They're out of the picture. Don't think that there's ever any future out of them. It's only Yitzchak. The Nesayon is so tremendous. There's no way out of this. You hear this? There's no way out. Only Yitzchak. You have to go now and shecht him. It's an amazing vart. It's an amazing vart. No? No, you don't like it?
We have a problem with this.
Well, you can tell now.
But he's probably going to shecht him, so it's not possible that he's coming back.
Right. That makes the Nesayon so much stronger. So I'll shecht him. I have Yishmael.
But he had a promise already. It's all coming through him.
What?
He had a promise. It's coming through Yitzchak.
Right. So, but that's exactly the point. And Hashem told him, I'm going to make you promise. It's only going to be Yitzchak. Not Yishmael,
right.
And then go kill him. So anyway, Hashem changes his mind. Hashem changes his mind. First he told me, even Hashem, even the Rashi quotes, I haven't had the time on Hashem. Today he tells me one thing, tomorrow another thing, then they'll tell me a third thing. So Hashem says, no, I'm not going to tell you again anything different. Right? Now, from now on, it's all the same story. So I read Hashem changes his mind. It's old story, old news. Oh, it'll be Yishmael again. Hashem changes his mind all the time. Look at what he's doing to me. The answer is no, there's no changing his mind. I'm Dov Lachamar. There's no out here. You don't have an out, Avraham.
But this is before the Akedah.
Right, it's before now the Akedah. So he's thinking to himself, here first he told me Yitzchak. Now he tells me to go Shechtim. Okay, so I have to Shechtim to have Yishmael. Ah, he told me not. Okay, I'll change his mind again. The answer is no, there's no changing minds. Only Yishmael. You only Yitzchak, and you have to figure out a way how you're going to deal with this inside. Don't think you have an out. There's no out. That's all. Okay. Now, Ashkecha and Lov Tasiba Kedushin. That teaches us that what? That Kedushin is not Tofes. That I know that. I'm Dov Lachamar. But Vlada Kimosa Minolam, how do I know the child is also not Jewish? I know I'm not allowed to marry such a person. How do I know the child becomes after the mother? How do I know that? Damar Kra, it's at the Parsha Mishpatim. Isha Biladeha, the wife, when an Eved Ivri is given a wife, she's given a Shifcha Kenanis, right? That's the only mitzvah in the Torah that an Eved Ivri doesn't have to hold from. He's allowed to marry a Shifcha Kenanis. What happens to those children? Does he take them with him when he leaves his Azaz and goes send them to Yeshiva? Absolutely not. Isha Vyodeha Tiyodonel. Those children belong to the master. What do you see? They're Avadim. They're Avadim. Ah, you're the father. Does it make a difference? It goes after the father. It goes after the mother. Now, Nachris Minolan. What about a Nachris? What about a Goya? A female Goy? How do you know you're not allowed to marry such a person? Amarqua, Lotus Chatenbam. Don't marry them. Right? Don't marry them. Right? It says, don't marry them. What does it say, don't marry them? Where's that pasuk? Right? That pasuk is in Parshas Etzchanan. Right? I think that's the landing for Tisha B'Av. Right? It says, Lo Tischatenbam, Bitcha Lo Siten Livno. Ubita lo sikach levonecha. Right? It's a beferish apostle. Don't marry them. Ashkechon do tasiba kedushe. Fine. That teaches me that kedushe is not toface. Vlada kemosa menolam. How do we know that the child follows the mother? Okay? Now we're going to have a big machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. It's not easy. Amar v'yochanam v'shur shur ben echai. The Amar Kra. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk before that says again, lo tizchatin bam. Don't marry them. Bitcha, your daughter, lo sitein livno. Don't give to his son. That's how Rashi translates it. Don't give your daughter to his son. Who's his son? The guy's son. Don't do that. And bito, your daughter, lo sikach, bito and his daughter, right, the guy's daughter, lo sikach, don't take livonecha for your son. Right, don't marry goyim. The next pasuk says, Ki yasir etz bincha, cause the son will turn away. What son? What son's going to turn away? The guy's son is good. This is how Rashi learns it. The guy's son, ki yasir etz bincha, the guy's son is going to turn away who? Your daughter. Me'acharei, v'avdu elokim acherim, v'chara af Hashem b'chem v'shmadati maher. No, that can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. Because what? Ki yasir ez bincha. What does that mean?
The goya. She's going to turn away your son.
What? Right, I'm right. The goya, the ki yasir ez bincha. Right. The goya, the female goy, is going to turn away bincha, your son. What does that mean? That means that the child's going to be a goy. Right? Because we're talking about the female goy. Right? Now back to the Gemara. The Amar Kra. Ki yasir ez bincha me'acharoi. Bincha haba miyisraelis, a bincha, a son that comes from a Jew, is kari bincha. It's called your son. The ain bincha haba min ha'avodes kochavim kari bincha. But a son that comes from a guy is not called your son. Ela bina, it's called her son. Let's go back to that pasuk. Ki yasir is bincha. Who's the bincha here? Who's the bincha here? Right. That means that the the husband of your daughter.
No, that can't be.
Right. The husband of your daughter. The husband of your... No, I've said it right the first time. He's a guy. We're talking about a guy married to your daughter. The husband of your daughter will try to take your son away. He's called your son. It's really a grandson. Why? Because you follow the mother. You hear? That's Rashi's pshat. That's Rashi. That's Rashi's pshat. Ki yaser es bincha. The husband of the girl, your daughter married a guy. That guy will try to be mesir as bincha. He will try to pull your son away. He's really your grandson. He's your daughter's son. But he's called bincha, he's called your son. Therefore, only if it's your daughter, he's called your son. But if the father was the Jew, and the mother was the guy, it's not called bincha. That's how you know. That's a very... You try to explain that. Right? Some people, you know, as you go out into the world, you try to explain this is the reason that lineage follows the mother. This is a hard one to explain. Tosfos argues anyway. Tosfos says that they were talking about the father-in-law. We're talking about the father-in-law is going to be Maser, not the husband. The father-in-law is a whole different shot Tosfos. It's a gigantic Tosfos here. Right? Bincha. It's a very long Tosfos. Right? Bincha, he's probably saying, Eilus Kar Bincha. He argues in Rashi. He says, no, we're not talking about the husband. We're talking about the father-in-law. Right? Right? I know we have to get it straight before we go try to tell us what it means, right? It's not an easy drasha here. But that's Rashi's pshat. Rashi's simple, right? That since the husband is a guy, he's going to be married to your daughter, but it's called bincha. Kiyaser is bincha. He's going to try to get your son. It's really your grandson. He's going to try to get your grandson to go off the derech, but he's still called your son. Right? Don't have to hang out there because he's going to be with Avodah Zarah all day, but he's still called your son. Therefore, he's Jewish. But if she's the guy, if the female is the guy, it's not called bincha anymore. It's called binah. The child's a guy. Okay? Fine. The Amar Ravina says, Shmamina, we see from here that ben bitcha, a son of your daughter, haba mina ovetochavim, that comes from a guy, kori bincha, is called your son. What's Ravina adding? It's a big discussion what he's adding. Is he adding anything? Rashi's not adding anything. He's adding for the next line. Nema kasava Ravina. If that's true, let's say that Ravina holds Ovid Kochavim the Evid Abal Bas Yisrael of Vlad Mamzer. It's married with a Vlad Mamzer. If you're not allowed to marry such a person, now, there's an obvious answer. There's no kuris. There's no kuris. If that happens, there's no kuris. Right? If you marry an Eishes Ish, have a child, that was kuris. That results in a Mamzer. Here, if you marry a guy, and the child's a Jew, why should there be mamzer? Why should there be mamzeris? The reason why there should be mamzeris is because it's an iser. Because it's an illegal union.
It's only Rabbi Akiva, right?
What? No, it's not even according to Rabbi Akiva. Not even according to Rabbi Akiva.
It's only an iser, how do you have
a... What?
If it's only an iser, how do you have a mamzer?
How do you have a mamzer? I'm not sure. I don't know. What's this having mean here? The answer is even more difficult. Because the Gemara answers, no. Nehi, the kosher lo havi. True. This was not a kosher thing to do. You shouldn't have done this. But mamzer lo havi. It's not a mamzer. Psul mikri. It's a psul. The child's called a psul. And what is there any halachic significance to call him a psul? Can he marry a kohen? Can this child marry a kohen? This child's a girl. Can she marry a kohen? Her mother's Jewish, her father's a goy. Huh? She cannot? She cannot.
No.
Because her father's a guy. So right, so you can have a case where there are two Jews married and have produced a daughter who can't marry a Kohen. For example, if the father's a Kohen Gadol and the mother's a Mana. That child can't marry a Kohen.
Right.
So they're both nice kosher Jews. So over here, maybe same thing over here. My father's a guy. Bottom line is the guy, right? So when Kahana have higher standards, which they do, maybe that's what he means. Is that true? Is that what he says over there?
Is it a nice thing or is it a halachic thing?
Halachic thing. Right? Is that what it says in the footnote there? That a Kohen cannot marry such a girl. And if he's a...
Both ways. Male and female.
Right, but the male can't be a Kohen because his father's a Goy.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Right? Can't have such a thing. Is that what it says? Both ways? I don't know what that means. But okay. Now the Gemara says, Hahu b'shiv goyim ksiv. That whole... What?
If the child, if the progeny is a male, he cannot marry a
Bas Kohen. He can't marry a Bas Kohen. Fine. So Hahu b'shiv goyim ksiv. That pasuk of not marrying anybody, that's only about the seven nations. Which the Gemara assumes, an unbelievable Gemara now, the Gemara assumes, doesn't say it, the Gemara assumes that only the seven nations are over the Avodah Zarah. With earnest, with zeal, with eslavos. Every other guy was just minigav esei b'yideyim. All right, we'll go to church, we'll go to church. But the seven nations were a whole different breed. They were really into it. Everybody else, all right. Now, Sharum is Manolan, so why can't they marry another nation? Why can't they marry anybody else? Not a problem, right? Why can't they marry them? So the Gemara says, Amakra ki yasir is bincha. No, they're going to take your son away. They're going to take your daughter away. L'rabos kol ha-mitzirim. Anybody's going to do that. So ha nichal Reb Shimon the darish time of the kra. That's only good according to Reb Shimon, who's darish time of the kra. The reason why you can't marry these people is because they're going to influence you to bear. And even if you go to church and they're dreaming about the football game during church, that's fine. He's still going, so it's still a problem, right? Ela l'rabbanon my timer, but according to the rabbanon, not darish time of the kra. How do you know you're not allowed to marry anybody who's not from the seven nations? Amar kra v'achar kain tavo eleha ubialta. It says by yifas toar. Which we assume a Yifas Torah is not from the seven nations. Because if she's from the seven nations, you can't let her live. You have to kill her. It must be she's not from the seven nations. And what's going on here? What do we say? After you go through the whole Yifas Torah process, then you can marry her. Michlal, to make Karol Lotasibah Kedushin. Before that, you couldn't marry her. Ashkechon Lotasibah Kedushin. I know, you can't marry, there's no Kedushin. But Vlad Da Kimosa Minolan, how do I know that there's no Vlad? That the Vlad follows her. Amakra, kisiyena le'ish v'yaldulo. Kol hecha de karinan bey kisiyena. Whenever we apply what her status is, karinan bey v'yaldulo. Therefore the status follows her. You can't marry her. The child's also no good. V'chol hecha de lo karinan bey kisiyena. And whenever we don't apply that principle, lo karinan bey v'yaldulo. So ihachi. So therefore, this child follows her. Ihachi shifchanami. Then why do I need the pasuk of Ishiv Yildet Hiladonah from the top of the page? We know that a Shiv Chaz Amdom Lachamar are very good. Now I can apply the principle of Kiti Hiyena. So if she's no good, the child's no good. What do I need the pasuk of Ishiv Yildet Hiladonah? So you say, Enachanami, you don't need that pasuk. El, that pasuk is for Ishiv Yildet Hiladonah. Lamali, what do we need that for? Lekiditanya. One more minute. Homel Shiv Chasa. If someone says to a Shiv Chaz, Hurry up, Aschorin, you're a free woman, I'm freeing you, but Vladcha Ubor. Vladcha Ebed, that you're pregnant now, she's not pregnant, your children are going to remain Avodim, has to be she's pregnant. She's pregnant. You're free, but the child's an Ebed, Havlad Kamosa, no, it follows her. Divre, Rabbi Yosef Galili. Vichachalam Omrim, Dvarv Kayamim. No, his words stand. Mishum Shinemar, because it says, Ha'isha Vildat Yeladaneha. So like, my Talmudah. How did that teach that? So Amar Rava, no, Adav Yosha Galili. Yosha Galili, that pasuk is for. That what? If you say to a woman, I'm freeing you, but the children not, what do we say? No, the children follow the mother. How do I know? It says in the Torah, Isha Vilodeha Tia Ladoneha. The children follow the mother. That's the limud. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up again tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
That's why that's open by the God. It says.